Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Helping people find peace of mind has never gone out of style. Just click FBHP.com, call us, or visit one of our many offices. Farm Bureau Health Plans, protecting Tennesseans since 1947.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
Hi, I'm Brett Clark, operating partner of Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. On Sunday, our $48 Sunday table features 7 ounces of sliced filet mignon over mashed potatoes with your choice of salad and dessert. On Monday, $55 gets you 8 ounces of buttery filet and delicate North Atlantic lobster tail with salad and dessert. And finally, on Tuesday, come in for Tomahawk Tuesday. That's 2 salads, 2 side items, 2 desserts, and a 35-ounce prime tomahawk ribeye to share for only $120. Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. We use food and wine to create memorable times.
Data message rates apply. National contest. Money. It's radio.com cash time. Money. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, guys, it's 11:01. That means it's time for radio.com cash. Get out your phones and text the word wallet, W-A-L-L-E-T. Text WALLET to 72881 for your chance to win a grand from 92.9. Again, that cash code for this entire hour is WALLET, W-A-L-L-E-T. Text WALLET to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000 from 92.9. Right now, it's time for Jason and John.
We're brothers. We're happy and we're singing and we're...
It's Jason and John on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Presented live and locally by the Wing Guru. The Wing Guru.
Who that? Man, this what you been waiting for. I mean, the game was all bad just a week ago. Rappers was listening, I ain't hating, though, because now I'm getting hot enough to with one of Satan home. And she can't tell the difference. I've been through hell conditions, wishing for air conditioning, feeling God was never listening. Now I'm on television. And did I fail the mission? Your girl is hot, a missionary, boy, you failed the mission. Speaking of positions, just witness how I elevated. Real if you celebrated, finger poke, whoever hated. My life accelerated, but had to wait my turn. Then I redecorated. That mean my tables turn. Live life, might as well. Only way to learn is try and fail. Clients are the only way to earn. So if you're selling, or if you're selling rap, make sure it's mean so the fiends keep on selling back. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. Who that? That got that flame. So don't worry about my name. I got a flame.
All right, you're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to your Thursday. Do you know what today is, John? Do you know? Tony used to sing it like this, John. Do you know what today is?
Fill it in. I do know what today is.
You're supposed to sing back to me.
I don't know who Tony in this instance
it's
is.
It's our anniversary.
Tony Braxton?
Yeah. Tony. You never heard of that group, John? You need to look them up because they got plenty of hits. We're supposed to be brothers. So you're supposed to know the things that I like, and I'm supposed to know the things that you like.
Okay.
And on a day like today, it is a sweet, sweet song because, John,
yes,
it's our anniversary.
It is our...
Congratulations.
Man, you too, man.
Man, congratulations on three, brother.
It is our third anniversary.
It feels like a strong marriage.
It's definitely a marriage.
It's healthy.
What is the
That's
material?
That's your stuff. I look to you for that. What do you get for the third anniversary for your spouse?
Leather.
Ooh, that sounds a little too freaky today, brother. We'll pick something else. We'll pick something up.
No, I mean,
congrats.
No.
You made it.
No, we have.
We're still going strong. We don't hate each other yet.
No, we actually are. I honestly think we're stronger than ever. I think we are stronger than ever. This is our third anniversary officially. We started together as a show 3 years ago today, and this is not going to be.
You didn't know I was going to go there, did you?
No, I didn't. But obviously, it's something that I've been paying attention to and kind of keeping a calendar of.
Okay.
You know, this is not going to be a self-indulgence, so we do have a lot to get to. But just here for just a second, when we started this show three years ago,
I was scared as a little girl.
My God. I mean, I had brown hair. I had no wife.
Oh, that now I'll stop laughing because you're getting serious.
And
that is pretty amazing.
What there. I did have, and I think what you also shared, was a whole hell of a lot of fear and trepidation.
Oh, man, yeah.
And uncertainty.
What's going to happen?
About what the next few years of our lives were going to entail.
The hell am I doing with this man?
Our first show.
That's what I was thinking.
And again, this is not a crowning achievement award, folks. This is just our third anniversary. But I do think it's so... You know, it's important to say.
Oh, come on, give yourself a little credit. Go right ahead.
The first show, Jason forgot to turn his phone off.
Oh, you love talking about it.
And it goes off right now. I mean, so
it's the wife.
All you heard,
not much has changed.
Throughout the whole show was ding, 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 ding.
That was one of my first mess up.
And you asked during the third hour.
You love talking about
this. In the middle of the segment, how much time do we have left?
Are we done?
He asked John Mills. He asked at 1:45, "Are we done yet?"
Brother Mills, when you're a beat writer coming over from a newspaper, you've got no idea of how long an actual three-hour radio show is, and how many more importantly, how many words it takes to fill one up.
Mm-hmm.
And so, John, I was out of words that day.
No,
my first day, I didn't have anything else to say because I'm a man that writes. At that point in my life, I was a man that writes words, not just constantly talking for 3 hours.
Yes.
So yes, excuse me on that one. Yeah, I told you I was scared.
Well, we're hoping, obviously,
anyway,
hoping to have you know, some kind of announcement right here in the coming weeks, hopefully. But as for today, I mean, you know,
it don't feel like Mike and Mike, I tell you that.
Well,
does it after three? Does it feel like we can make it to 17, 18?
Oh, I think so.
Not last Monday at Media Day.
Well, that's because
you had me ready
you're unrealistic
you.
About the Titans. But again,
Mills, you saw it. It got tense last Monday, didn't it?
It got a little tense.
I'm sorry you had to see
just
that.
Just a minute, though.
Yeah, but the point is that we started this show with absolutely no idea how we were going to be received. We obviously acknowledged this sort of controversy we were, you know, thrown into, right, and thrust into, and we knew that was coming. But I guess the larger message is, you know, you guys – embrace this show.
Yeah, the larger message is thank you.
You know, you guys embrace the show and you've supported the show. You know, and
if you didn't, we'd have been drug out of here by now.
We would not
be celebrating
a 3-year anniversary here on
Correct.
The show.
Right.
And so we're so appreciative of that, and we love coming on every day and doing this show
Lord.
For you guys. And I think I can speak for Jason when I say there's nobody I'd rather do this show with.
Oh man, you're so sweet.
And there's no city I would rather do this show in
Ooh.
Than Memphis, Tennessee.
Well said, brother.
I'm not even
going to try to top that.
And so thank all of you for the support throughout the years, and we hope we can keep this thing going for maybe 3 more years, and we'll keep revisiting every 3 years and see if we can get to 17. I'd like to – I mean, we have outlasted –
Come on.
We've already outlasted a lot. I mean, we outlasted Michael Smith and Jamel. We outlasted the six.
I didn't even think about that.
We did that. We outlasted the CMB in New York with Bart Scott and Maggie Gray and Chris Carlin. We outlasted them. They got moved to a different time slot.
You realize First Take's the same with the new version with Kellerman is on our pay. It was the same year.
Yeah.
So we're keeping steady with them.
So we have to measure ourselves against Max and Stephen A. Mm-hmm. That's going to be tough. They might replace Max, though. You never know. Like, he could get replaced. Stephen A. ain't going nowhere.
No, I don't. Not for $10 million a year.
You know.
Yeah, that's
but anyway, thank you guys for all the support.
Appreciate y'all putting up with us.
And we certainly hope we can keep this thing rolling. Okay, here's what we have going on the show today. At noon, we're going to be joined by Chicago Bears and former Memphis Tigers wide receiver Anthony Miller.
He's my favorite receiver, as you know.
He will join us at noon. We will talk to him. He's got a camp in Memphis. Obviously, the Bears are off this week. They're kind of licking their wounds a little bit. from the
thanks, John.
The London town beatdown, as I like to say.
Still can't understand it.
But Anthony Miller is here in town, obviously coming back and doing stuff for the kids. So we will talk to Anthony Miller at noon. We'll talk to him about the Bears. We'll talk to him about the Tigers. I want to ask him about Penny Hardaway, though, because I know he's got an opinion about Penny and the way that Penny is sort of conducting himself and running that program. So we will talk to Anthony Miller at noon about that. At 12:25, Memphis football does have a big game this weekend against Temple.
Yes.
It's a big one. What are they, 5.5, 6-point favorites?
Six, last I looked.
Okay, so six-point favorites on the road at Temple. So we will talk to Pete Limbo about that game, special teams coordinator Pete Limbo. We'll talk to him about that game and sort of, you know, the challenges and the test that this is. I mean, you're trying to get to 6-0, and, you know, that is one hell of a thing to be able to say for that program.
Do you realize that according to ESPN, he's got the second most efficient special teams unit in the country, John? One that, if you remember last game against Monroe, obviously had the onside kick recovery. They go. They had an extra point conversion where they line up. They've had returns here and there. I mean, this special teams unit's been huge for them all year long. We've talked a lot about how improved their defense is. That special team has been pretty great under Limbo all year long. They were huge in the win over Monroe.
No question. So we will talk to Pete Limbo about all that at 12:25. And then at 1:25, Jeff Calkins is going to join us like he does every single Thursday at 1:25. But since this is our three-year anniversary, right, a lot has changed. A lot has changed in the Memphis sports landscape in the last 3 years since we got this show. Mm-hmm. I mean, there have been hirings and firings. There have been draft picks. There have been contracts.
There's a new Hall of Fame in town.
There's a new Hall of Fame in town. A football league came and went.
Sure did.
There's a lot that has happened and changed. I mean, a soccer team arrived here in Memphis and is thriving, right?
Yeah, yes,
So a lot has changed in the Memphis sports landscape. So we thought it might be a good idea to kind of go through our best moments in Memphis sports in the last 3 years, and just for, you know, checks and balances, some of our worst moments in Memphis sports the last 3 years. And I'm sure you have some that you've picked out. I've got some that I picked out. I mean, this is going to sound, you know, the best moment in the last 3 years to me is obvious, right? It's the hiring of Penny Hardaway at the University of Memphis. And honestly, it's, you know, it's restored hope, it's restored faith, and the great thing about the hiring too, which, you know, goes without saying, but where I'm going to say it anyway, is that he's delivered, is that he's gotten the job, and he's looked like he's going to be able to do the job at a high level.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that was maybe, you're always concerned about that, right? Like, you're always concerned about hiring sort of one of your own. You know, Penny didn't have any college head coaching experience.
Right.
And so it's a natural fear, natural concern. Is he going to be able to, like, how much is he going to put into it? How much time is he going to invest? Obviously, I think we learned very early on, you know, this is a passion for him. You know, so I think that's got to be the best moment, right?
Well, absolutely. In particular of just, and you touched on this, but where it was, we didn't recognize the University of Memphis basketball program anymore. Let's just be real, and that, John, I mean, it's why you and I were screaming to the high hills. Something's got to change. Look, you were hearing it all day long, for the most part, all night, and not just from these radio show hosts. You were hearing it all over from folks that you even realized, right, that Tubby Smith is an accomplished coach. He's a good coach. But what you also, if you were being true to yourself, you realized that. Yet that accomplished coach in that spot, it's not working.
Yep.
And so with all due respect, something had to change. And so, yes, to John, to your point, because of where it was and because Memphis basketball and with all due respect, where that football team is right now, because it's at we're all celebrating it. They're 5-0. We're hoping they get to a Cotton Bowl. Norvell's doing the best job ever. But basketball has sort of been this university's heart from an athletic standpoint. There's no question about it. I like to refer to it as the front porch. Had been for years. And so the idea that your front porch had gotten as ugly and as nasty as that thing had, just in turn, and I'm just speaking from an idea of expectations around here and then what you were achieving.
Yep.
It was off the rails.
Yes,
guys.
It was.
And so to get to that point, of a sort of, my gosh, we can finally get it back to something we recognize. You put Penny Hardaway in the job, to John's point, a guy who you've still got some questions about. Can he handle everything that comes with the job? Is it number one being all of the attention, right? Penny Hardaway is a guy who has sort of, you know, he's because of his status, he'd enjoyed a privacy, right,
absolutely,
that had sort of come with him.
Absolutely.
And because of what he'd done for Memphis and the program, we sort of gave him that privacy, right?
Yep.
Sort of operate in and out as you want to, and we've sort of gave – well, as the basketball coach at Memphis, you don't have that at all. I mean, it is on you every day. I mean, you just recruited the number one recruiting class in the country. When you're the Memphis basketball coach, they're asking you, okay, what you going to do now? What's up with 2020? Show me the next year. That's just how it is. And so, yes, John, to fix something that typically, ladies and gentlemen, you guys know it, when it's healthy, it's a flower around here. It's in terms of Memphis basketball, what that program represents when it's good, it's a flower, and that thing had died.
Yeah.
And so to be able to bring it back, get some sunlight on that thing, put some water back on it, and see yesterday, well, you've got ESPN in here, Billis in here, right? They're all eating out of your hand, telling you how that combine too. Jonathan Givony saying one of the best things he's seen in terms of the way it was run. Everyone's looking at you again and saying, wow. And in some instances saying, you know, that looks pretty scary because that could go on for a while. So, yes, John, to bring that back. I know you didn't expect me to go on some long poetic tirade there about it. But I, just to your point, by far it's the shiniest thing that's happened in the last 3 years.
And then I think, you know, again, if we're ranking, you don't have to rank these. But I do think this is a very clear number two, the commitment of James Wiseman to the University of Memphis. I mean, because it represented, A, something that had never happened before in the history of Memphis, which is getting the number one player in the country. Like, that's never happened in the era of rivals, right?
Right, in the era of the scouting services,
yeah. But also, too, what it ended up being, which was the number one recruiting class, right, which has also never happened in the history of the University of Memphis. And, again, it's almost like it manifests itself into so many other things. It could mean, you know, the first Final Four appearance since Derrick Rose. It could mean, you know, yet another number one pick in the NBA draft, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it could be something, like, it continues to, it's a gift that keeps on giving for lack of a better phrase. Because, you know, if you go to a Final Four, obviously that will, I mean, it will be momentous. And then if James goes number one in the draft, that is something that Penny and that staff will be able to use time and time and time again in recruiting. So, you know, it will repeat. And so I would say that the second best moment in Memphis sports was that commitment.
You don't need me to co-sign that. What you got after that?
I would say,
I think most would agree with you.
Getting lucky, finally. The Memphis Grizzlies.
I was wondering if you're going to get the lottery.
Finally getting lucky and not just getting the number two pick, obviously, but using it wisely and drafting a dynamic, potentially franchise-chasing.
A lot of this one's still got to play out, but just the idea that you've got that piece now. Yes, I mean, and that he's got superstar potential.
Yes. That was
is the thing.
I mean, we were all huddled around. We thought for a minute.
Hell, I thought it was going to be one for a minute. Yes,
yeah.
I mean, really did.
But what a consolation prize number two was, though, in John Morant.
I hope so.
Listen, it just made everything make sense. You know, it made the move from Mike Conley a little bit easier to bear, right? And it made that transition a little bit easier. And John Morant could be, you know, we've talked to plenty of NBA analysts about him who believe he could be a, you know, multiple-time All-Star in this league.
You see the eliteness just right off the back in terms of his passing ability and sort of what he sees that, you know, others, and how easy it is for him seeing that to set up guys in a way that's exciting and in a way that you can't take your eyes off of. That part of his game he's already shown is elite.
Yeah.
What we're hoping, too, is that sort of that athleticism that comes, that monster vertical that comes all sort of in that offensive game. You know, he's still got to show us that he's going to, in terms of scoring, got to see that. But, I mean, without question, you can see the superstar potential.
Right.
And that's where that was Mother Luck shining on down on her. Lady Luck, I guess you'd call it. It's Mother Nature, Lady Luck.
I had Tubby's Fiery on here as a best moment. I mean, I know that feels harsh, but, like, you have to say that you wouldn't have Penny if you didn't fire Tubby. Like, if you didn't have the sort of foresight and honestly the willingness to admit a mistake. Now, it was staring you in the face, like financially, mathematically. Like, I don't think it was that hard of a decision, but you still had to pay Tubby Smith $10 million to go away for a university like Memphis that is, you know, not exactly flush with cash. Like, that's still not exactly an easy, simple conclusion to arrive at.
No, it wasn't. And this, too, because we know in this day and age, right, where somebody puts something or writes a column about you, gets out on Twitter, gets retweeted, people have a tendency to fold. But, John, if you remember, there was national pressure to keep Tubby.
Yep.
That, Memphis better not do this.
Yep,
Memphis better not fire a future Hall of Famer. And so, you know, for us, who were watching that thing on a daily basis, covering it on a daily basis, knew what was going on. Real easy to say, well, like you just said, this one was a no-brainer. You had to make the move because where it was headed.
No doubt.
Like we had said, it was something you couldn't recognize anymore. But when it comes to those guys that have got to pull those triggers, right, and answer to those sort of columnists and be the face of making the change, look. A lot of folks fold in that situation. Don't do it. Hey, well, maybe we should give him another year. I mean, it looked to me like that's sort of what Tom Bowen in that instance. And listen, Tom had a lot to do with his hiring. Wanted to do. President Rudd stepped in, obviously, and said, no, this has got to stop. But, no, the fact that you didn't fold into the Jay Billises of the world that were saying, oh, this is going to be a bad move if you do this. You know, you look how you're treating a Hall of Famer. No, because with all due respect to those guys, they didn't understand the situation. Again, it's easy to chime in from that sort of national perspective and not know what's going on underneath the covers. We had a pretty good idea of it, and so much so that we even got beat up for it a little bit. Hey, how you going to treat it? No question. And listen, it became a thing about race. You know, let's be real. The race issue, the race card came into it. Y'all gonna treat Tubby like this? Well, you gave Josh all that time. That part came in, so it got real ugly. You have to give the people. Yes, you hit them for making the hire in the first place. Right. A lot of people said it was a bad fit in the first, but at least give Reddit the credit for sort of cutting it off.
No doubt,
because you could have folded.
Yeah, and a lot of universities.
Try to go on
a lot of universities.
Year. Convince yourself
given that third
it would have gotten better.
You know, they would have done that. And they did not.
Particularly with that $10 million staring you in the face, too.
Right. I mean,
as you point out.
I mean, think about it right now. Like
the buyout.
The 2019 class is the, you know, you got the number one class right now. Tubby Smith, he wouldn't have gotten a fourth year, right? Like, he probably wouldn't have gotten a fourth year, but like, even.
Well, because people were speaking with their wallets and.
Even if they make the change after a year three, like, and hire Penny, like, you're not able to have the number one class. Like, you can maybe get James. I don't know, though. Maybe he's on the way to Kentucky already. So, like, it was just so important for Memphis to make the move when they did, given the sort of connections that Penny had in 2019.
I bet you're not getting the one class.
Penny
would have switched it late on James.
No doubt. I mean, you could get you know.
Yeah, you wouldn't have pulled a one class like you did
you're not
the spring
getting
with James as the hook.
You know what I mean?
Right.
You're not getting Boogie.
It's not happening.
Yeah, so, I mean, that just is what it is. Am I missing anything in terms of the best moments? Like, Memphis on a 1FC coming is great. It's fantastic.
Oh, I'd have that on the list.
You know, they're definitely on the list. I mean, they're certainly, they've been received very well here in Memphis.
Where's your, I'm not going to steal your credit. You say I do that too much. Where's your Daily Memphian on there?
Oh, Daily Memphian.
Because in the sense that, in the sense that it's improved sports coverage, period, right? Because it's had to make us all get better, whether it's the CAA. Or,
that's right.
Because you've got more coverage, more eyes. That's good
for the
readers. That's good for Memphians who are sports fans of the teams here.
Yeah, Daily Memphian
just
definitely.
That improves local coverage, period.
I think
good for coverage.
It's good for Memphis.
Everybody's got to be better.
Yeah, no question about that. Anything else?
Yeah, for me.
What else?
Trading Mike and Mark.
You claim that is one of the best moments in Memphis sports history the last 3 years.
Absolutely. And I know that, John, for the last 3 years, I've been saying it. And for some, this will be, I guess, controversial. They'll say, Jason, shut up. Like, that was a tough moment. But, John, I was past the point of believing 3 years that Mike and Mark could still lead you to a championship. You understand what I say this with all due respect to what those men accomplished and what they contributed here. You developed a real relationship with your basketball team as a fan base.
No doubt about it.
Because of those guys, and in large part due to those guys. Like, you care about being a Grizzlies fan, about them, because of Mike and Mark. But John, and you and I used to fight about it. Eventually, you came around. And look, maybe you had to go through the steps and see it for yourself. But for me, it was time to move on a long time ago. Because I just didn't see, again, where this thing could lead to a championship. And I compared it to having a canoe out on the Mississippi, and you got holes in that thing. And it felt like for the last few years, you're just trying to plug the holes and tell yourself, hey, we can plug all these holes, and it'll still lead us to where we're trying to go, when I didn't believe it. I believed that boat, the way you were going, was going to sink. And so, again, with all due respect to what they've accomplished, I appreciated the idea that finally, John.
Yeah.
Finally, that franchise has stopped telling itself it's just going to plug the holes and actually going to have a new vision, right? We're going to try something completely new where it's not one foot in the old and one foot in the new, or again, you're just trying to patch it up. So from that standpoint, not that, hey, oh, man, Marc Gasol finally up out of here. I couldn't stand him. Not that way, John. I'm celebrating this. I'm celebrating the idea that franchise finally said, you know what, guys? Thank you for what y'all have done for this franchise. We feel like it's time for us to move on. Mark, we're going to send you to Toronto, where you go on. Heck,
we can all feel happy for him, right?
Yep.
He wins a freaking title.
Yep.
We think Mike's in a better situation to compete right now.
Yep.
So let's look at it. We can all be happy about that. I don't understand any way you can look at this and not think, wow, because of where those two went, and not think, man, that was a good thing for this city, for this franchise, because y'all know, if you're being real with yourselves, that thing was headed nowhere with where it was. It was only going to get worse. And so the idea, yes, that we're finally moving on, John, yes, Lady Luck had to smile down. You get the number two pick. That helps it all. Because it could have been a much longer down, and maybe it will be. We'll see.
Yep.
But just finally, yes, trading Mike and Mark for me was sort of that, okay, now at least. Who knows what the future's going to bring, but at least we're getting toward a future.
Well, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Thank you.
Now, there are a lot.
When I said it to you earlier, you looked at me like I was crazy.
On the other side of the coin, because we do believe in checks and balances on this show, the worst moments, and there are so many to pick from, to be honest with you. There were honestly a lot more bad moments to pick from than good moments in the last 3 years in Memphis sports. I think the worst is the Chandler Parsons era. I mean, I think just that whole, you know, that whole 3 years where you're wondering, is he going to play? He wants to play. I think that in that contract, now it was signed in the summer before we got on, but I mean, he played his first game, you know, after we got our show.
Yeah.
And so I would say the Chandler Parsons era was probably the low light of the last three seasons. I mean, the AAF certainly coming and going was disastrous.
It was awful, but it was almost like it was a laughing thing.
Yeah, like that. It never felt like there was a lot of investment there.
I'll be real honest with you, and it kind of goes, so you might say this is unfair, picking a little bit from the good side and kind of saying that that's some bad too, but the way the Tubby Smith firing was handled, where you did it over a couple days, he comes back to the, and it gave those national folks, like we're talking about, more ammo to say, man, this is really going wrong. Like, you fire him in the first place after you only give him 2 years, but then remember, they brought him back to the administration building?
Yep.
Remember that? I mean, I give credit where it's due in terms of the knowing and the acknowledging that you had to do something.
Yep.
But sort of the way it was handled, a guy who, let's be real. I mean, we've joked about it, whatever else. I've done the Tubby, all that stuff. But a guy who
that was a great
commands,
moment in Memphis
sports. Well, those were good to me. A man, though, that commands and deserves respect the moment he walks into the room because of what he's accomplished. I mean, John Martin, he won a national championship. I mean, guys came after him that learned from him and looked up to Tubby Smith. I want to be like that.
Right.
I want to run a program like Tubby Smith. You understand what I'm saying? A guy that you can really hold up. You understand what I'm saying? So the idea that he gets walked back and forth, I know some of us, we wanted blood at that point. So it didn't matter the way it went down or that you drag Tubby in there 2 days to see it and it gets, you know, it's out there in the nation. What are y'all doing to Tubby Smith? But from an idea that, maybe it could have been handled better.
Right.
Where you're not bringing him back and forth to know what we all knew what was coming.
No doubt.
Was inevitable. That part of it to me was a little bit of a, the camera's in his face. Johnny's being asked, hey, what do you think about are you getting fired? Well, we all knew it, but he went out he did it with class, right? This guy told Tyler Harris after that, you should still go to Memphis.
Right.
That's class.
It is.
Like, I know you're still getting the money.
Right.
You're going to get your $10 million, but Tubby Smith could have dogged Memphis out.
Right.
Oh, they only gave me 2 years. Oh, that president, that AD ain't on the same page. You don't want to be over there. You don't want to mess with that program. What did he do? He told Tyler Harris, go to Memphis. Play for Penny Hardaway. That's class.
Right.
So again, when you put that next to the way he was sort of just kind of like a rag doll back and forth, again, the way the firing was handled, it had to happen. Don't get me wrong. That, to me, was a little bit of a low light.
And then I guess another one of the major low lights was November 30th. 2017. I will never forget this.
What the heck was that?
I will never forget this.
You got the date.
As long as I live. And it was Memphis basketball on Facebook getting their ass kicked by UAB. I mean, they ended up losing the game like 71-56. And we're all there and watching the damn thing on, like 2,000 people watching this game on Facebook. And it was just like, it was never more obvious.
I'm going back to the point of the unrecognizable.
Yeah. It had never been more obvious how far the Memphis basketball program had fallen than getting their ass waxed by UAB. Not even on television. Not even on ESPN3. But on Facebook.
I don't
even
remember the score of that game. I've tried to erase it from memory.
It was like you're sitting there after the game and you're wondering, oh, my God. Like, Memphis may never be good again. Like, Memphis may never bounce back as a program because the perception was ruined. The reputation was ruined. Tubby Smith was not getting players. You know, and you didn't feel like at that time, you didn't really feel like at that time that, that Memphis was going to make a change, right? Like, you didn't feel like that was on the horizon just yet. That was awful. That was awful. I know a lot of people probably don't, like, remember that outright, but now that I'm mentioning it, they might, like, you know.
I didn't realize that that was the date. Yeah, it hadn't struck me like that, but it goes back to the point of just you had to do something.
Yeah, yeah. And so, anyway, that was, they were down,
program
like, they
should
were,
never be in that
They were
state.
Down by, like, 20 at the
that,
half.
That was your low point.
God, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Chandler Parsons thing and the AAF and the Mike Singletary interview, you know, like, the, you know, that those are low moments for sure, but.
I mean, the way the, you know, the Bickerstaff thing, to the same point that I made about Tubby.
Yeah.
Was ugly.
Well, that whole era was, the Grizzlies just haven't been good.
Again, that was handled by the new, though. And we give them credit because I think they've learned from that, clearly. Wexler and Kleiman, I think they've learned from that situation. It's part of the reason why you didn't see Iguodala here, no question about it, for media day, that kind of thing. I think you've learned from that situation. But in the same sense that, you know, the Tubby, the way it was, that Bickerstaff thing at the end, come on, we all criticized them that day.
Yes, the way they handled the media day.
Yeah, Chris Wallace out there, it was an absolute mess. But one that it feels like, that front office, who we've liked their moves, feels like they've learned from.
Yeah, I think that's definitely fair. All right, lots more to come here on the
show. My career damn near ended.
No.
What was the date of that? What was the date of Madness 2000? What? Come on, I'm not going to have that on my list. My almost, people tried to kill my career. I almost killed my career myself.
Yeah, you did. I mean,
did you hear that? You didn't say we did. You did.
Well, my mistake was tweeting it out. That was my
mistake. Thanks a lot for putting my career out there.
But see, if you'd have been right, though, if you'd have been right, you weren't. But if you would have been, you would have been carried out like a game winning field goal kicker. You know, like you would have been carried out like that.
No, I wouldn't have.
Yes, you would have.
What a moment it would have been for me.
How often do you find yourself thinking about what would have been had you
been
right?
John, I was counting down through the acts like, check, check, check. See, what Jason doesn't get credit for is the other four. It'll never happen.
Yeah.
And he shouldn't. But when we do the 30 for 30, you'll see that the first four came through. It was when I saw that damn Derez Deshaun.
That's
and
what
I have never wanted to hear that Hardaway song again in my life. You ask me how I feel about it. There's the truth. I can't stand what I think Derez Deshaun. And I let Penny coming out that year was awesome. It was like a boxer was in front of him.
Yes.
But that moment for me, ladies and gentlemen.
It submitted you.
Low point of my career, probably. What? So that's happened in the last 3 years there, too, John.
Yeah, there should be a 30 for
30. My gosh.
What do you remember the first thing you, once you, once.
I remember that I said, I'm glad there's no rope in this forum because it feels like a brother would get hanged right now. Do you understand what I'm saying? They were coming for a brother.
Once.
Do you understand that?
Once it hit you that they weren't going to be there.
Well, because I didn't have Derez. I had nailed all the rest of them. I mean, I had the times.
What's the first thing you did? Like, do you remember the first text message you sent, and who was it to?
Well, I tweeted about it. I mean, this was happening in real time. People were seeing my career come apart.
Uh-huh.
And then some of them being very evil about it as well.
Very evil.
Yeah, some people like it and really, really enjoyed it, which was, this one thing is like, oh, well, the dude deserves it, right? But the other thing is like, kill yourself.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying? Just quit. Just quit life. Like, go get on suicide watch, fool. Like, we are so hard on each other. And that day being the subject of it all, my gosh, John, I think about it. And I just, man, I praise the Lord we got to the other side.
It was only a year ago. It was only a year ago.
Was it only a year ago?
It feels like it was 3 years ago, but it was a year ago.
And I still hate JT for it.
Yeah.
If you'll remember, I hated JT beforehand.
It was karma.
And it was karma.
It was karma. There's no other way to say it.
He only added fuel to that fire, John.
Yeah. But it's been a hell of a 3 years in Memphis sports. The next 3 years certainly look like they might be better than ever.
I sure ruined the recruiting class.
Yes, you did, and you have to be accountable for that.
Yeah, I'll always, yeah.
You got to accept accountability for that.
My career was flatlining. But, John, your blonde self brought me back to life.
I
tell you what it was. It was that spring recruiting.
Yes, it was.
The book you wrote.
Yes, redeemed.
Thank you.
Redeemed. You're
you
welcome.
Saved my career.
All right. When we come back, congratulations on 3 years, man. I'm gonna get you a leather belt to whip CJ with.
Well, you're real funny. I told you I'm not doing that again. I pray to the Lord I wouldn't have to.
All right.
But I won't be scared to pull it out.
All right. When we come back, there was a roundtable over at ESPN, Jason, and the question that was posed was, do you believe the Memphis hype? Do you believe the hype? about the University of Memphis basketball program. I'll read you some answers, and we'll see how we feel about this when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Radio.com Cash is coming up at 12 noon. Get the code, and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
I've got goals and a plan to reach them, and I won't let anything keep me from moving forward. That's why I signed up for My City Rides. For just $90 a month, I can lease to own a brand new motor scooter that gets me to school, work, and anywhere else I want to go. That's cheaper than a car payment, and that includes my gear and preventive maintenance. My City Rides taught me how to ride safely, and if something goes wrong with my scooter, they help me get back on the road quickly. No more waiting around on my ride or the bus. Now I'm in control of my day. Learn how you can get started at MyCityRides.org.
Hi, my name is Jerry Sinclair of Sinclair Mechanical. I've been doing HVAC repair and installation in the Memphis area for over 20 years. I am a one-man show. I don't have a home office, and I don't have a website. Because I don't need one. Unlike my competition, I do not have a huge overhead. So not only are you getting quality HVAC service, but you're getting a huge savings. Plus, it never hurts to have the guy as your point of contact. So call me today, 901-212-4636. That's 212-4636.
There's a chance your local Geico agent owns the same designer dog breed as you.
Wait, you own a Chihuahua too?
Half bulldog, half Chihuahua, 100% lovable? Oh yeah.
So many wrinkles, such a tiny face.
But there's a better chance your local Geico agent could help you out with auto, homeowners, renters, or condo insurance. Motorcycle, boat, or RV insurance too. They'll work hard to provide sound advice and significant savings. You don't need a chic, wrinkle-faced pup to do that. Local Geico agents. Call or visit yours today.
An interesting creature inhabits the flat, arid plains of many an automobile dashboard. The bobblehead. It's most agreeable and will nod along to anything, despite having no brain function. But when the bobblehead hears how Geico not only saves people money, but also gives them access to licensed agents 24/7 online and over the phone, he'll nod even more vigorously because he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Easy, bobblehead, easy. You're going to get whiplash.
Fridays won't know what hit it. There's a new era of WWE SmackDown on Fox.
Oh my God!
Featuring your favorite WWE superstars all ready to put the smack back in SmackDown. Catch Kofi Kingston, the Queen Charlotte Flair, the Big Dog Roman Reigns, and me, Becky Lynch, the man. Friday Night SmackDown, tomorrow at 8 p.m. on Fox.
It's the final days of Macy's Columbus Day Sale with our lowest prices of the season on furniture. With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and refresh the whole house with perfect updates for your living room, bedroom, dining room, and more. And when you use your Macy's card, you'll get special financing on any furniture or mattress purchase of $499 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY for our lowest prices of the season on furniture. Financing subject to credit approval. See store associate for details.
This is Jason Smith for the New Balance Memphis store. If you're average and you're looking for a new pair of running or walking shoes, I suggest you go to an average shoe store. Well, they'll sell you a pair of average shoes built for the average athlete with average size feet. But here's the thing. You're not average. No one is. We all exercise differently, we run differently, we walk differently, and our feet come in all sorts of widths and lengths. That's why at the New Balance Memphis store, they employ fit specialists who will conduct an in-depth analysis of your foot's size and shape along with your gait and then determine the best New Balance shoes custom fit to you. Because New Balance isn't your average shoe, and you're not average either. Experience the difference an unaverage custom fit makes today at the New Balance Memphis store located in the Cordova Shopping Center on Germantown Parkway behind the Outback Steakhouse. New Balance Memphis. Your feet will thank you.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Me and my trying to get it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Hit that house, yeah, bitch. They tell me, is you with it, you bitch.
Yeah, bitch.
Home invasion was persuasive.
From 9 to 5, I know.
All right, so over at ESPN.com, ESPN has a panel of experts that are making their predictions for all of the country's best conferences. They're going through the top conferences in college basketball. And today, that conference was the American. It was the American Athletic Conference, and it's a roundtable. It is Jeff Borzello. It is Myron Metcalf. It is John Gassaway.
Let's see if they have the pulse right.
Yeah, exactly right. And so they go through the conference, right? They ask questions about the top teams in the conference, but they start and the first question is about the University of Memphis, and the question is, which hyped college basketball teams of the past does this Memphis team's buzz remind you of, and do you expect the Tigers to live up to the hype? So I'm just going to read each of these guys' answer. They all have fleshed out answers. But we'll start with Jeff Borzello. Jeff writes, it's a unique situation, but it reminds me a little bit of 2015, and I don't think Memphis fans are going to like this answer, when LSU and California both came out of nowhere with top 10 recruiting classes and preseason top 10 recognition. LSU landed Ben Simmons and Antonio Blakeney, and Cal picked up Jaylen Brown and Ivan Rabb. It was Johnny Jones' fourth season at LSU. Konzo Martin's second season with the Golden Bears. Neither team truly lived up to expectations. LSU missed the NCAA tournament, and Cal was bounced as a four seed in the first round. I think Memphis will do better than both, and I think they will live up to the hype if the hype is an AAC title and a second weekend NCAA tournament appearance. Can we get a ding, John Mills? Can we get a ding for that one? Because I feel like that's a very fair assessment of the University of Memphis.
Yeah.
I don't agree with the Johnny Jones
conclusion. Right. Well, this ain't Johnny.
Right.
And he's not necessarily saying that, but I'll give him the hype. I mean, and we know why Ben Simmons was headed down there. His grandfather, whoever it was, that got the – his godfather, whatever it was, got the – that was a story all season long. Them not making the tournament was – I mean – come on, it was negligible. It should have been against the law,
right?
With that team, and he had Blakeney on it too, who went on to become a Bull and all that kind of stuff. So, that one right there. But this season seems far from that in the sense that the talent level, John. I know, with all due respect, after Ben Simmons, after Blakeney, what? How many more NBA guys did you have? We've had the experts, the scouts in here now who say, you got a possible three, maybe four, but possible three one and dones. I mean, and maybe more, maybe Lester Quinones after a couple of years, maybe DJ Jeffries after a couple of years goes to the league. So talent, from a talent standpoint, this one's got more. So you'd only be saying that, Penny would be as bad as Johnny Jones bringing that up, and that ain't happening.
Right, exactly.
We saw that last year.
So that was
maximize what he's
got. So Jeff Borzello says they will live up to the hype if the hype is an AAC title and a second weekend tournament appearance. And I think that kind of is the hype, right? I mean, I know Penny's talking about national championships, though I've been told that they're in an upcoming interview with Jay Billis, who was on campus yesterday. Again, you're not going to be hearing that tone as much. Like, you're not going to be hearing the national championship talk as much, right? I think that's being dialed back a little bit. But I do think I think most people in Memphis would be totally fine and happy with the second, like in his Sweet 16 or an Elite Eight appearance, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's hard to expect more than that.
That's fair.
With such a young team and everything like that. Okay, Myron Metcalf. Thad Mata led Ohio State to the Big Ten title during the 2005-06 season, but the arrivals of Greg Oden, Mike Conley, and Daquan Cook the following season shifted the national landscape. I understand the differences between the buzz that surrounded Oden and the frenzy around Wiseman, but this feeling that Penny Hardaway might have this overwhelming pool of young talent that will change the national picture is similar. That Ohio State team reached the national title game and lost to Florida, the only back-to-back national champion since Duke's run in 91-92. To land on that stage, the Tigers will have to fight through a collection of veteran squads. I don't see that happening, but I do think they're a second weekend squad. Anything can happen from there. I'm going to give Myron a ding. I'm happy with that. I feel like Myron kind of has a good pulse.
And you would absolutely take a run like Ohio State that season that like they had. Yes, it would hurt at the end.
Yeah, but you made the championship game.
Give me a break. Penny in the national championship game in his second year? Oh, I think we would all take that.
Yeah. So that was Myron Metcalf on the Tigers. And then John Gassaway. The excitement around Memphis this season reminds me a little of St. John's heading into 2011-12. We have a big name landing as head coach, Steve Lavin, 8 years ago, Penny Hardaway last season, at a storied program that has been down recently. No sooner does the coach arrive than he pulls in an incredible and populous recruiting class. Heck, that Red Storm team even had Precious Achiuwa's older brother, God's Gift. As it happens, St. John's that season seriously underachieved relative to the hype surrounding ESPN's number 3 ranked recruiting class nationally. But I expect the Tigers, number one ranked class, to justify all the talk and push for the program's first American title.
Yeah, Lavin never got past the first round up there.
First of all, Steve Lavin? We're comparing Penny to Steve Lavin?
It's the same thing to me. I don't know. Look,
Steve
I don't
Lavin was
here,
not a big name.
I don't want to sit here and sound like that Penny's proved him that it's done. You know what I'm saying? We like what we've seen, but like he doesn't have anything. Because I've sat here, that would be hypocritical. We've sat here and said it's a prove it year. When you go out and get all this talent, you can't go out there and underachieve. So we can't say that Penny's fully arrived as a college basketball head coach, because it's just year two. We've said he's still evolving. He's still developing as a head coach. I'm not going to keep killing these other coaches. Johnny Jones has proven to me, right, to be a coach who, you know, we've even seen it here. Was an underachiever when it came to bringing in talent and turning that into, you know, meeting expectations. When it comes to Steve Lavin up there, it was a bad fit. I don't remember there being a huge excitement, would be my problem with that take.
Yeah.
Around St. John's and Steve Lavin taking it over, even comparable to what's happening here with Penny Hardaway and the number one recruiting class. Again, one was a kind of, okay, Steve Lavin, he's the former UCLA coach. He went to Sweet 16s there, I think four of them. Went to an Elite Eight, too, there. And he's getting the job with the St. John's. But was that a huge national story? Did that resonate all through the country?
First of all, he tried to compare this class to that class 2011 for St. John's. St. John's didn't have a single five-star recruit.
It's ridiculous.
In
nothing
that class
was the same. The buzz was not the same. And so on that part of it, I don't understand.
Their best player was Mo Harkless in that class.
Yeah, I remember Mo.
And he's a pro. I mean, he ended up being a pro. But, I mean, Sir Dominic Poynter, D'Angelo Harrison, Amir Garrett, who, ironically enough, was that pitcher for the Reds who ended up getting that fight a couple months back.
Oh, yeah, with Pittsburgh.
Yeah. He plays for the Reds, right, Amir Garrett? Yeah, so
it's
I did
it. That Amir Garrett, the pitcher.
That dude, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then he was only 190 pounds. You know, he's now more like, what, 220, 230 now?
Uh-huh.
Anyway,
and fearless.
I think that's the worst. I'm giving him an X, John. John gets an X.
Yeah, come on, comparing it to St. John's?
First of all, St. John's was like, they don't have the prestige that Memphis has. You know, I kind of compare St. John's to DePaul a little bit. Like, they're probably never going to get back. Like, just because they're, you know, the landscape really truly has changed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to stay home in New York to be recognized anymore. You don't have to stay home in Chicago to be recognized anymore. You know, Memphis is always going to be sort of its own beast, and that will never change. The local kids are, more times than not, especially when it's Penny Hardaway leading the damn thing, they're going to stay home. Now, you go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I can't see it getting any better anytime soon. We've all kind of questioned that Mike Anderson hire. Loved Mike Anderson and loved him during his time, you know, as an assistant under Nolan at Arkansas. We saw it didn't work for him there as head coach, and I just can't. Again, he's been good at UAB, you know, he's been to Missouri and Arkansas, and I just can't see with a, you know, Tulsa guy as an assistant, Arkansas assistant. I just don't see where Mike Anderson's a good fit up at St. John's. So to your point, I don't see it getting back anytime soon either.
Like, to me, here's the part. And I've gotten on this soapbox before, Jason, but I read these pieces, and I have to do it again. Like, John Gassaway's breakdown of Memphis just feels like he doesn't know anything about the roster. Because it flies in the face of every person that I've talked. I've talked to multiple NBA people. We've talked to multiple NBA people who were in that gym for Pro Day.
Mm-hmm.
I was on the phone with a scout today for 30 minutes, and he raved. He raved about the talent. Just like we had Matt Babcock on the show yesterday.
It looks like a Final Four team.
The scout that I talked to today, he said, listen, they're going to have challenges. They're young, and they're going to have inconsistency, and so that's just part of it. But, like, there's no denying the fact that James Wiseman is a, you know, top prospect. There's no denying that they could have 3 1-and-dones in this class and on this team. How the hell are you going to compare them to a St. John's team that had no 5-star prospects? None.
Right.
Just a bunch of good 4-star prospects.
No, you hit it. I don't think Gasway's looked very closely.
You know, yeah. So I would encourage him to take a closer look. Now, they also at the end of this piece ask the projected order of finish in the American in 2019-20.
Well, this should be easy.
Consensus, Memphis number one.
Well, and Penny's going to find that out at media day.
Yes.
Like, all of those coaches are picking you one no matter what. It's not going to be Houston or Cincinnati as the favorite. He's going to see. And I mean, and they should be. They absolutely should be the favorite with all that talent.
Consensus number two is Cincinnati.
Yeah, this is what I'm curious about.
Because
they got Cumberland back, and you've got to give the AAC Player of the Year, you know, the benefit of the doubt. You put them over a Houston team that lost a little bit in the backcourt.
Right, and then consensus number three is Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Then Wichita State.
Mm-hmm.
Then UConn. So that's the top five.
So I'm telling you, UCF is about to take a fall.
Yeah, UCF's in the bottom of the league. Uh-huh. No question about it. So player of the year.
This is interesting.
Myron Metcalf says James Wiseman.
Some people are picking Cumberland again.
Yep. Myron says James Wiseman. Borzello says James Wiseman. Gassaway says Jaron Cumberland.
Cumberland, the kid from Cincinnati. I do wonder if Wiseman's numbers on a team, we think where it'll be pretty balanced,
yes,
if they'll be good enough. But I think, again, typically you're going to take that player from that best team, right?
Right.
You're going to take the best player off the best team when they are a team that's rolled the league. I think that's how this is going to go, so that's how James gets it.
Right. Newcomer of the year, it's unanimous, James Wiseman. So,
It's unfortunate for the other newcomers that they don't have a chance.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, if he's going to be MVP.
Exactly.
Player of the year, he's going to be the newcomer.
So, anyway, that is the deal over at ESPN.com. I think there's a mostly good grasp.
They don't pick tournament to how many tournament teams, right? Because I know nobody's saying crazy something crazy like 7 or 8. Who did that?
No, that was Andy Katz. Yeah, that was definitely Andy Katz.
Yeah.
So, I
cannot see that.
7 or 8, my God. Like that.
I mean, if you get 4 in there, it'd be doing a hell of a job this year, it feels like to me.
I think
Wichita State could finish ahead of Cincinnati or Houston too this year.
I mean, it could be
4 feels like to me the most. You don't think UConn's popping back in there?
Well, I'm saying like, okay, could you get Memphis, Cincinnati, Houston, Wichita State, and UConn in? I think that's possible. You could get 5. I wouldn't bet on it, but you could get. I would say it's closer to 3 is what you end up getting, maybe 4.
I think 4 is best case scenario.
So anyway, there you go. You can read that over at ESPN.com. They have a few more questions that aren't really relevant to Memphis, but if you're just an AAC fan, you can check it out. All right, there's lots more to come. Anthony Miller going to join us at noon. We'll talk to him about his season, about the Tigers, and more. Jason and John, 90.10 FM, ESPN.
Football season is finally here, so you're going to be tailgating on the weekends or attending watch parties or just sitting on your couch taking it all in. And if you're like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to enjoy doing that with a drink. And if you want to drink what I drink, get a bottle of New Amsterdam Vodka. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it is so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it's an awesome vodka that's reasonably priced, which is among the reasons it's the fastest growing brand of vodka in the United States of America. If you're into flavored vodkas, New Amsterdam offers a variety. The newest is grapefruit, but they also have apple, peach, orange, mango, pineapple, red berry, coconut, lemon, and raspberry. And check this out. New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, restaurant, or liquor store. New Amsterdam vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
At Advanced Financial, we love the word any. Free money orders, any number, any amount, anytime. Western Union, send and receive any amount, anywhere, anytime. Check cashing, any amount, anytime. Free bill pay, including all local utilities, electric, water, cable, phone, anytime. Prepaid debit card, load money, anytime. And, oh yeah, get a loan, anytime. Visit one of our 24/7 locations and get the cash and anything else you need today. Advanced Financial, welcome.
Advance Financial will cash any check for any amount. Money orders, payroll checks, government checks, insurance checks, out-of-town checks, and those hard-to-cash checks. Advance Financial will cash your check when no one else will. We always say yes, and no check is too big. $10,000, $20,000, $50,000. Any check, any amount. Visit one of our 24/7 locations or online at af247.com to get the cash you need today. Advance Financial. Welcome.
Hi, this is Troy Five-Ash, owner of Five-Ash Roofing. As most of you know, I don't have a history of bragging or boasting that Five-Ash Roofing is the best roofer in the Memphis area. But did you know we are the only diamond-level roofing professional in the area? We are one of very few local roofing companies that have been in business for 20 years. We've never had a justified claim against us. We are locally owned and family-operated. Our labor warranties are for the life of the shingles. We're experts in insurance claim. We do residential and commercial work. We are the official roofer of the University of Memphis Athletic Department and a proud member of the Tiger. Tigers home team. We support local youth sports and St. Jude. We have worked with churches and veteran services to help those in need by providing services at a deep discount or even for free. We are currently working with Young Life to give them a free roof on the historic log cabin in Germantown. Five Ash Roofing, fair, honest, and ethical. 367-0050 or memphisroofer.com.
Five Ash Roofing is what you do.
Join Samstown Hotel and Gambling Hall Tunica this October 26th at the Spooktacular Party. Enjoy a DJ, dance floor, and costume contest with a chance to win $5,000 cash. Must be 21 or older. Other restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 888-777-9696.
Divorce can be a difficult process, so don't trust your family and future to one of those national cookie-cutter law firms. If you're getting divorced or want help with custody, adoption, or wills and estates, contact Justin Thomas and the deeply experienced Memphis lawyers of Thomas White and Gill at memphisfamilylaw.com.
It's the final days of Macy's Columbus Day Sale with our lowest prices of the season on furniture. With cooler temperatures here, you can stay cozy and refresh the whole house with perfect updates for your living room, bedroom, dining room, and more. And when you use your Macy's card, you'll get special financing on any furniture or mattress purchase of $499 or more. Shop in-store at Macy's.com or call 1-800-BUY-MACY for our lowest prices of the season on furniture. Financing subject to credit approval. See store associate for details.
Medical malpractice, dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
You just ought to know. Yeah.
We'll be joined by Anthony Miller here momentarily. Before we get to that, feels like this is a this is a swing part of the Memphis football. I mean, it just is. Like, you've kind of gotten through the soft part of it, right? Like, you've gotten through the soft part of the schedule if you're the University of Memphis. Yeah, you can't deny it. I mean, it was soft. Like, it was just a soft schedule relative to what the rest of the schedule is going to look like and shape up to be.
I'll take that win over Ole Miss, though, with the way that Ole Miss team has played out here the rest of the season. They still got some things to figure out, but that's been a decent football team. You know what I'm saying? You didn't just beat the dregs of the SEC when you won that game against Ole Miss. I'll give you those. Southern, South Alabama, yeah, it's snoozers. You want to get through those, and you want to get through Louisiana Monroe. I'll be honest with you, but now you're right. It feels like it starts now, and it's changed a little bit. We've remarked on this at one point in the season. Looks like it's going to get real serious, right? Middle of November, maybe early November, if you thought that SMU team was going to be good, that's where you saw Houston, that's where you saw USF. Well, those teams haven't been good this year. You've seen Houston's already changed up things. They've redshirted their quarterback. They're as John says, they're tanking. And so now you've got this Temple team that's at 4-1, Tulane sitting at 4-1. Yes, you've got a Tulsa team, but that game's on the road, and then you get that undefeated SMU team that's also ranked. It's off to their best start since the early 80s. It's right now, John, that feels like has sort of changed and switched to it's the swing part of the season. You come through this, you win this road game up at Temple, you knock off Tulane at home, and you can really start dreaming big, Bo, about this Cotton Bowl thing maybe coming to fruition.
No question about that. So it's like you mentioned, you know, big game this weekend at Temple. You're trying to keep the undefeated record intact. Honestly, again, you know, what is at stake? Obviously, the Cotton Bowl and undefeated season and going to the American Championship game. But also, you know, the opportunity, and I think it's important. I've thought it was important. You know, it's never happened before. But game day. You know, game day coming to the University of Memphis. You got to hold up your side of the bargain, and SMU has to hold up theirs.
Right.
But listen, I'm just guaranteeing you. Like, I've never been more sure of anything in my life, Jason, that if both of these teams hold up with undefeated records, game day will be in Memphis on the weekend of November the 2nd.
Yeah. I mean, you got three games that you got to take care of business. All of them losable.
I'm not a coach, man.
We saw SMU. I mean, they should have lost to Tulsa this past weekend. Let's be real honest. I think Tulsa had a 21-point lead in that game. At one point, you're saying, well, SMU's, they're done. I mean, that game looked over.
Right.
All of a sudden, they're coming back, and they're forcing overtime and then winning in overtime.
Right.
And so, look, to that. So I can't even look at Tulsa and say, because that game's on the road, and say, oh, that's an automatic win. Let's take care of business first. I know that's what Mike Norvell would say.
Yeah.
Because you got 3-1s. You've got to respect your opponent in all three before you get to that one. I know you've been wanting to bring game day here for our three years.
It's been a mission.
It's been your quest. There's no question about it. But let's take care of business first. This is a Temple team that's got a pretty good defense, especially that scoring defense. only allowing 17 points per game. Look, Brady White's going to have to make some plays.
Right.
You know, you can't put this all on your run game. Kenneth Gainwell, he leads the AAC in rushing, over 600 yards. He's been fantastic. I think it's over 8 per carry. But this can't all be on your run game. Brady White's going to have to make some plays just like he did after those initial poor plays against Navy. He got it turned around. He's going to have to be good and probably for four quarters against Temple because they're champing at the bit to beat a second-ranked team up there.
Yep. All right, we will come back. We'll ask Anthony Miller about all of that and more, his season with the Bears. We'll ask him what he thinks about Memphis football and more when we come back. Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, I'm Shayna, Pep Boys service tech. Fall is a dangerous driving season. With wet leaves, shorter days, and out-of-town drivers, you really need reliable brakes. Celebrate Fall Car Care Month with Pep Boys, and our ASC-certified pros will make sure your brakes are safe.
Now at Pep Boys, get up to $120 off Wagner Premium Brake Packages. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card now through October 20th. Up to $60 per axle after mail and rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. See restrictions at PepBoys.com.
Visit your Pep Boys service and tire center today.
Want to bet? Las Vegas is miles away. The sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino are much closer. We're your 50-yard line, behind home plate, center court ticket to real odds, points, and over-unders. We've got all the action, the largest video screens, and the best prop bets in town. So come place your bets at the sportsbooks at Hollywood Casino Tunica and First Jackpot Casino. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-777-9696.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.